Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We're going to get you all the way to go home time. Now listen, a moment ago I told you that I've got a brand new word. I'd never heard this before. Sage cons. Spiritually active, governance engaged conservative Christians. I like it. Sage cons. Well, I consider myself a sage con, and my next guest is absolutely a sage con who is definitely out there in the mix. Bunny Pounds and I met at a conference. We were both fellows in a fellowship program under Club for Growth, and we met at this conference. She's been on the show before, but it's been a few years. But she calls herself a missionary to America. And she formed an organization called Christians Engaged. She's got a degree from Dallas Baptist University. She spent 10 years working as a congressional staffer for Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling. She started her own political consulting company, very successful. She ran as a congressional candidate herself. And she also, by the way, says she has a heart that is burdened to help Christians both pray, vote, and engage. And she's on the line right now. Bunny Pounds, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Phil, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. I love the state of Alabama and love all our friends in Alabama.
Well, thank you. And thank you for what you do, by the way. And I don't know if you could hear me a moment ago when I was saying it, but have you ever heard that term, sage cons, spiritually active, governance engaged Christians? I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, there's been a lot of surveys related to that that George Barna has done through the years.
Yeah.
And, they were really, at least Barna has really said that the sage cons were the ones that caused President Trump to win in 2016. We've seen, analyzing the last election's data, we saw an increase in Christian voters in the Hispanic Latino communities. We saw a huge shift in the Catholic vote.
Yeah.
But the white suburban evangelical churches still need to wake up in force. And we've still got a lot of complacency there. And so, yeah, Christians Engaged, our ministry was created 5 years ago. I was a political consultant, as you said, and really was really burdened that we kept messaging and talking about Christians and voting, but we never built systems to actually engage the church and push people out to vote. And
yeah.
So we built a 50-state get out the vote system for Christians from a nonpartisan perspective. So any Christian in the country can go on our website, text us and get in our system to pray, vote, and engage. And they're going to get voting reminders and biblical worldview education to vote in every election and to really pray for our country. Learning to pray for government, learning to pray for America, but also to engage in local government, federal government, state government. We built curriculums and classes to pretty much accomplish anything that anybody wants to do in government and politics as believers.
That's just so cool, and that's so necessary. I mean, and I think too often people, and I said this on my show earlier, and I did it in a brief that I put on, or a video that I put on my social media this morning, is that too often Christians feel like they've kind of been beaten down to believe that, faith and politics, you can't mix the two. Well, yes, you can. In fact, yes, you should. Because if we don't, guess what? The gap's going to be filled. Someone's going to be in governance. Wouldn't you rather it be someone who believes like you believe?
Yeah, I want to put it in perspective, Phil. We don't think one life matters. But, in the state next year's in Louisiana, there was a child born to a woman, that was under, 16 years old mother that chose life, kept that baby. He went on to become a constitutional lawyer, went on to be a state representative, went on to be a member of Congress, and is now the Speaker of the U.S. House.
Wow.
And for the first time in American history, the House of Representatives has defunded Planned Parenthood. And if the Senate holds that provision in that bill and the president signs it, what an amazing accomplishment that young kid named Mike Johnson has done.
No kidding. What a great, great background story. That's the kind of anecdotal information that people are missing too often. But I think it goes straight to your point. Christians have to get engaged. Christians have to be willing to pray, vote, and engage their politics, their impact, their culture, be out there in the public sphere. Now, listen, you guys did that. You formed Christians Engaged a few years ago, and then you filed for your IRS determination. I'm an attorney. I help 501s file all the time, and I know what it means to get that whole thing filled out, that massive, you know, tranche of information you got to provide to the IRS to get that determination letter. And then you got denied with one of the most jackleg ever things that was put down in paper and sent back to you that immediately backfired on the IRS. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. No, this was in 2021. And a lot of your listeners might remember, Phil, we became a national story. The IRS put in writing they were denying our tax-exempt status for Christians Engaged because, quote, unquote, Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates. And I was like, what? And then they went on to attack our signature class, which any Christian can take now in the country. And we're re-recording it for the third time now after 5 years. But it's called On-Ramp to Civic Engagement. And we taught through issues from a biblical perspective. So we're not telling people what to believe, Phil. We just put three or four scriptures on a screen and said, the Bible has a lot to say about the issues of our day. And the IRS said, because you're teaching on the sanctity of human life, biblical justice, debt and taxation, Israel, these things are inherently Republican, and therefore you're not nonpartisan. Yeah.
Well, first,
and what an insane thing. And this is what government tries to do. If we as citizens, Phil, are not vigilant, if we don't fight back, if we don't say not on our watch, they will try to take away our freedoms. And we beat back the IRS in 21 days and got our tax exempt status.
Yeah, you did. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, was it First Liberty Institute that got engaged with you and decided to come in there and be of legal counsel for you? That was huge.
Yes. And Kelly Shackelford is now on our National Advisory Board of Christians Engaged. So Kelly and I, we're doing a lot of partnerships within Christians Engaged and Family Policy Alliance, our now parent ministry as well, with First Liberty. We're very thankful for them.
Whatever DEI hire at the IRS wrote that letter may well have done more to actually boost you in terms of your capabilities than anything.
Oh, for sure, Phil, that we went from 79,000 Christians in our database at that time in Texas to creating a 50-state system. We went from 225,000 Christians in a year. And then last year, we had a significant merger with Family Policy Alliance that was started out of Focus on the Family 20 years ago.
Yes.
And this amazing organization with 41 family policy councils, we went from 225,000 Christians to 850,000 Christians in 6 months.
How about that?
So, well, you know, what the enemy means for evil, God returns for good. And this should encourage everybody, go with a vision.
Oh, we just lose her? Still there? Hang on, Bunny, we lost your audio. Can you hear us? Oh, no, I want to hear about the Seattle thing. Okay, we'll see if we can get her back on. Is she back on? Buddy, you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, we lost you. About 10 or 15 seconds. So get us right back again real quick, and then I want to touch on Seattle. But you said that basically you went to 850,000, and what Satan had intended for evil, God intended for good. And then I lost you.
Yes. Yeah, no. Yeah, Seattle, I was asked by a woman named Jenny Donnelly. She has a movement called Her Voice Movement. It's really interesting, the story, because Jenny and I started our ministries at the very same time, December 2019. She was in Portland, Oregon, getting awakened from her sleep as a kind of complacent Christian related to political engagement. And her three words that Jenny started was pray, fast, stand. And I was starting a ministry called Christians Engage the very same month. And my three words was pray, vote, engage. And I thought that was really significant. It's like Jenny's like step one and I'm step two in the way we kind of organized. And so Jenny and I have become friends. She helped lead a Million Women event in Washington, D.C. last year. And she invited me to come on this tour called May Day. And we've gone to Houston. We've gone to Miami. We've gone to New York City. And then last weekend we were in Seattle. And Phil, all hell broke loose in Seattle.
Literally.
We had I've written articles on this for the Christian Post and Charisma, but we had probably 500 to 1,000 protesters. Antifa showed up, 23 people got arrested. All we were doing was praying, worshiping in a public space where we got a permit that the mayor approved, the city council approved. We're talking about the importance of biblical values. We're not like attacking anybody. We're loving on everybody. We're preaching the gospel. And the mayor came out afterwards, if people haven't been following this story, and saying he had to look into our right to be in that park, and that we were attacking the values of Seattle, attacking. And I'll just say Phil, having, you know, I'm sure people in Alabama can relate to this, but as a Texan, we live a pretty sheltered life.
Yeah, it's true.
We live a pretty safe life. And I had a huge wake-up call as a Texan, what Pacific Northwest Christians and California Christians and Washington State and Oregon Christians are dealing with. Because when I'm looking at families with kids, maybe 1,000 people there, Christians out there with their little kids, surrounded by protesters, and they're willing to worship God and stay there and preach the gospel and talk about their family values in a public space, we've got a lot of wake up to do in the South.
Well, we do.
And we got to break out of our complacency.
Listen, I got to tell you, we got about 2 minutes left, but I got to tell you, I had a good friend who, before the Iron Curtain fell, he was doing ministry with what would have to be called underground churches in the former Soviet Union. And he was there, and he was meeting with a lady one day, and he told her, he said, "I want you to know that in America, we're praying for you." And she looked at him and she said, "No, we're praying for you in America because you have it too easy." And the whole point there was that literally we sometimes forget that in our red states here in America, Christians actually, like you said, live a somewhat sheltered life. And you have no idea until you go to the Pacific Northwest or parts of California, and you see, like, you even see churches with rainbow flags. You're like, what is happening around here?
Exactly.
But yeah, so the mayor came out and attacked y'all. And literally, if you don't mind, with about a minute left, what's the outcome?
The faith office of the White House has gotten involved. The FBI is dealing with them. ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, I think, is going to do a case. And then we're going to L.A. this weekend, and L.A. has decided to revoke our permit.
Really?
Which supposed to be on Hollywood Boulevard. There's now a gay parade going to happen. And so we're in a legal battle. Jenny Donnelly and her ministry and our partnerships are in a legal battle there too. So pray for us that we can take this tour to LA and we can find that the church is alive and well there, and we can push back on our First Amendment rights.
Well, I'm going to do it right now on the air. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray your blessings on Christians engaged upon this event in LA. We pray your covering, your protection, and we pray you swing wide your heavenly gates in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, wow. All right, sister, that was even better than I thought it was going to be. But I'm glad to have reconnected with you. And I love the fact that you're still winning on a national stage. Thanks for all you're doing. And it's amazing to watch the growth you've had just since the last time you and I talked a few years ago. So stay in the fight. We'll stay in touch. All right.
Well, thank you, Phil. And every Christian, take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage, and join a movement of Christians that will vote in every election.
Absolutely. Thank you, Buddy Pounds. We appreciate you. Take care. Well, that was cool. And I know I ran long. I got to go to a break. Go ahead and move it to the break there, JP. But I hope you heard that. Listen, that's somebody who was actually like in the mix at a national event. First of all, she stood down the IRS. And then you watch what's happening right now with them being engaged, just going to pray in a park, and having the mayor of one of the largest cities in the nation try to mock them and say that you're distorting the values of our city. I got news, folks. Christians better be engaged. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.